Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
You're listening to The Download, weekly gaming news, the show where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming every week in a small, bite-sized download. Good gosh, Brenna. Kicking off year four.
That's a weird one.
Yes, it is. Not as weird as the comments we were making earlier.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't believe we made it this long, too.
Our comments are equally as baffling.
Yes. I'm Jameson.
And I am Brenna.
And we are back. Kicking off the start of year four with a little state of the podcast, and then we'll dive into some news. So life has been crazy lately, as I'm sure all of you who have a cell phone or access to a computer or even just transportation to be out and about, you know, the world is topsy-turvy right now. And so things have been busy for us, crazy for us. We've definitely dialed back a lot of the podcast stuff, as I'm sure a lot of you have told. We're just kind of sticking to the core of it for now, with hopefully future plans to ramp back up. But, you know, we like doing it. So we're committed to at least keeping this going.
And hopefully this doesn't happen. But even if there was only like three people listening, we would probably still continue to do it on some sort of level.
You know, I don't even look at listeners anymore.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I do, and I pop in just to check and see what it's at. But, like, I saw, like, it doesn't, like, I definitely want to get it back up again. But, you know, it just doesn't, right now, it's just not a
thing.
Yeah.
Keep the episodes rolling.
Exactly.
We do it for us, and then, like, that you guys like it.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? So, we had a vacation the other couple weeks ago, as we mentioned. Upcoming in the future, we both have vacations coming up. Not sure how we're going to work those out yet.
Looks like you're going to have to do the old iPhone BS AirPod thing.
We just might.
Yeah.
We just might, because I don't know if we can go 4 weeks with no podcast episode.
And we are not capable of pre-recording anything.
No, we're not good about that. Not good about that at all. It goes circles back to the time thing, crazy topsy-turvy. But maybe that's just an excuse.
Definitely.
So it's not until the end of June, though. So we've got some time. But Brenna will be in the tropics.
Boop, boop.
Getting her skin cancer on.
Yeah.
And then she tans beautifully.
Beautifully. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the sun just like shines like a quarter of an inch on her and just boom, dark.
Yeah, I am there. And Jameson is going to be drinking his pants off.
Yeah, I will be in Ireland for 2 weeks, hopping around, drinking a lot. I know we have some Irish listeners. I was thinking about maybe trying to find I'm with a company that's going. So if I'm hoping that I have like a time where I could be like, hey, I'm in Dublin. For these hours, I'll be at this pub. Come say hi.
Please do.
I want to. So
listeners,
badly.
Also, please do.
Yeah, message us on Discord or Twitter, because we use that. And hit me up, Irish listeners. Even English, if you happen to be in Irish or Scottish, that you have to be in Ireland. Anyway, so think about that. But we'll make more an announcement about that when we get closer. We're a couple weekends away from that. So, but otherwise, you know, we're here. We're going to keep on plugging away. So first, we got some news, and then we'll talk about the kickoff of the Summer Games Fest.
Well, you know what?
Yeah. So Steam Deck, they have announced that the Steam Deck docking station has been delayed. They said specifically they're having some part shortages and COVID related closures at their manufacturing facilities. Not surprising, China and like all the whole Eastern part of the world is just completely shut down due to COVID again. So they have no update currently on the production schedule, but they will let us know as soon as they have more information. But basically, it would be a little docking station for your Steam Deck, allowing you to connect it to external displays and connect in additional external devices, which is awesome.
Yep. Really is a console at that point.
Yeah, it's a great system. Ewan McGregor had to speak out about a ton of racist comments directed towards Moses Ingram, who plays Reva, the Sith Inquisitor in the new Star Wars Kenobi series. And I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, she is an excellent actress. She is doing a phenomenal job playing a great character. Like, what's wrong with you?
I also don't understand why this is the big issue. One, Star Wars has every like mix makeup of humanoid and non-humanoid type of living being. Why does this even matter? And second, where was this during Rogue One? There was like an unprecedented amount of colored people in that movie. Like, what?
I don't know. People are dumb.
People losing their minds over her, but didn't really care when two siblings were making out, but all right.
Brenna, you realize those are the same people. The same people that are okay with that are the ones that are probably speaking out about it.
The man's smart. The man is smart.
Wait, what's the state of, or is it the state or city of brotherly love? Really should change Alabama. That should be Alabama's slogan.
Oh, no.
A state of brotherly love.
What is it? Cousin, dad, brother?
Sister, wife, cousin?
Yes. Don't talk about my sister, wife, cousin like that. She's great in bed. Anyways.
Life's simpler when you keep it in family.
Oh, no.
You got no in-laws either.
Oh, it. Yeah, all right.
Six generations of the family living under one roof.
Oh, God. And you can say that, too.
Yes.
This man's having too much fun with this one.
Oh, I was on a roll there.
Yeah.
Brenna, tell us about the next one.
I'm not going to do the scream slash.
It was more of a moan.
I was going to say aggressive moan that I did earlier. But it has been announced Dragon Age Dreadwolf is soon to be coming out at some point in time that they're going to delay probably a million times. Anyways. So the Dreadwolf is kind of based off of Solas, which was in the previous games. He was one of the like elven masters that helped teach you things. And it kind of goes into his backstory. So the fact that he might be like an elven god, and just kind of what his events, life events were leading up to that point. So we'll see. I'm super excited.
And they say they'll have more to tell us about the game later this year as well.
Sure they will.
Yes. Yeah, I think EA has their State of Play or whatever it is coming up soon. I know Bethesda Xbox is this week, I think, or next week.
Yeah.
But 15 child advocacy groups have asked the United States Federal Trade Commission to investigate EA over the use of its loot boxes, especially related to FIFA, pointing out that these are harmful to children and they're incredibly manipulative.
I have so many issues with this.
Please lay them out.
I don't like loot boxes. I don't think they're good in gaming, but not because it's harmful to children. Like, don't just put your credit card on an account. It's not that difficult.
Yeah. And it's also, it literally is just straight up gambling. Like, it's just a straight up way for them to take your money and give you jack shit.
Sure. But if you're stupid enough to play into that, then that's your own thing. If you're under the age of 18, you shouldn't have like ready access to this. I mean, you can put a parental lock on everything.
Yeah, I would see, and I would never do like when I was younger and I like wanted to buy something on Xbox Live or whatever, I had to go and get my dad, and he had to say okay, and he would put in his info, and then it didn't save it. Like, it was just the one time. So then every time I wanted to do something, I had to call him and he had to approve it.
Here's something I never thought of. I don't know what children are just getting away with buying a bunch of stuff on there and charging their parents' card. I would not live to see the next day if I had purchased things on my mom's card like that.
Dude, I've like heard some horror stories of people like, you know, thousands of dollars like in like a matter of weeks, to where then it shows up on one statement bill. But like, again, like, how do you not like notice that, especially in the age of like modern technology where we have access
emails
to everything like instantly
every single time?
Yeah, I don't know, crazy. I'm on board with this though. EA can suck it.
Can suck it, but the as far as saying it's for child advocacy, no.
Whatever get something to happen with the loot boxes, because they need to go.
I don't like it, only because it's a chain of events that could trickle over into some other BS.
Yes, I do agree with that. After specifically stating that Diablo Immortal, which is the ever so famous mobile Diablo game where they told everyone at a conference, they're like, doesn't everybody have cell phones, when they were justifying making a mobile game despite the crowd's upsetness. That was their response. It went over so well.
Oh, well.
It's finally come out, and they said that they were not going to have, you know, a lot of microtransactions or, you know, in-game money spending. And, doesn't seem to be the case. According to some analysis done by a couple, you know, YouTuber news groups and other game reporting, game reporters, media outlets.
There you go.
They did some analysis and some testing, and they found that purchasing $110,000 worth of the in-game's premium currency would be enough to fully upgrade a post-game character. And the worst part is that you can't purchase that currency straight up. They are dropped from loot boxes.
So
you're purchasing loot boxes to drop the currency. And they
and you
say
might not get the currency.
Yes. And so they say it will take about $110,000.
Or the ratio of what your statistics would be to get a drop of however much money.
So a couple of the European states don't allow loot boxes, so this game got removed or blocked from being sold in those countries. And yeah, Blizzard, the Diablo Immortal game director, trying to, you know, spin it, saying that the negativity around the game is misinformation. But I don't think so, buddy.
This is just, it's ridiculous. It's straight up just cheating people. I don't get it.
It's not
a good mechanic, and it's not like we're stupid. No one thinks that this is something that's good. But if they can make any sort of money out of it, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, EA really likes to make sure the loot box experience gives you that feeling of pride and accomplishment.
It's a surprise mechanic. It's not a loot box.
That was their EA's famous response. It's the most downvoted Reddit comment of all time.
I'm a little surprised, but that's awesome.
Like almost a million downvotes.
I'm surprised there's not more than that, to be honest.
That was their response to people asking about the microtransactions in the games, is that they said, we really wanted to give players a feeling, a sense of pride and accomplishment. And people just lost it.
Yeah, I can see why.
Last week we had the Sony State of Play, and a lot of people are calling this like the greatest State of Play ever. And, you know, that it's, you know, it was amazing and all this great stuff. And in all honesty, I'm gonna be the sourpuss here, and I've already been getting some flack from some of my friends, but I thought it was garbage.
Whoa, why is that?
Not that the announcements weren't great, but that they announced nothing. Like, everything is all 2023. There's no...
That's a year away.
They announced nothing big.
Not even.
They announced nothing big coming out the rest of this year. There was only, like, one game, maybe two, that had a date in 2023. The rest were just all 2023. I just don't care to see trailers for stuff like that when they don't even have, like,
so
a date. And it's not even soon.
2023 is, like, 6 months away.
Yeah, and they do four of these a year. So, like, why not announce this to us, like, at the next one in, like, a couple months?
Hopefully we'll have, like, more gameplay. But it's not like they have much else to give out. There's been so much delay and whatever from COVID that, I mean, I'm okay with it, to be honest.
You know me, I just don't like the whole marketing, like, campaign.
I don't either.
I
don't either, but I don't think that this was too heavy on that side.
Well, noticeably absent was God of War Ragnarok. Nothing at all mentioned about that one, which is that shocking.
Well, let's go over what they actually did.
Well, this is not in the order that it was announced, but Resident Evil 4 remake. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's going to be awesome.
It's much less campy and it's much more horror-like. It's going to be good. This one, they gave a date, March 24th, 2023.
It kind of reminds me, like, super edgy and like the way that they pan of Until Dawn, if you ever played that.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I will definitely be picking this up. This was the first Resident Evil game I ever played. This was on GameCube.
Oh man, they're gonna do the whole series again, and it's just gonna make another series of amazing movies for this, like, world.
You know what's great?
Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know. You know what's great is that the next two Resident Evils, 5 and 6, had a significant amount of co-op. That was where the co-op really started to come in. And it was, like, good co-op. Like, so I'm excited for that, for them to remaster and have co-op.
Hee-wee. I'm not playing with you.
Why?
Because I am a big baby.
So am I. So together we'll be a strong baby.
Sure.
Be like Rugrats.
Yeah, we'll be like a baby, just like I was gonna make a good joke, but it failed me epically. What's the giant vampire from Village? The one in the white hat?
Oh, Lady Demestro?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. We would be a baby, like, in her arms.
Everything's a baby in her arms. She's exactly, like, 9 feet tall.
Yes, which they are doing a PlayStation VR for that.
Yeah, they did announce a lot of stuff for the PSVR 2, so Resident Evil Village was one of them. They announced a new Walking Dead game. No Man's Sky coming to PSVR. That's a great game for PSVR.
It's going to be sick.
They had a Horizon... Zero Dawn, not Zero Dawn, but it's a VR game. Spider-Man is coming to PC. That was an exciting announcement this fall, August. It'll be combined. It will be remastered Spider-Man and Miles Morales.
I cannot even begin to understand how gorgeous this is going to look rendered on someone's insane computer. Like, insanity.
Right.
It looks, I mean, absolutely gorgeous on PlayStation. Even with, like, a crap TV, it still looks, like, surreal. So I can't even imagine.
I'm excited to play this one too.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot.
It's
of fun.
So good.
Stray is coming out July 19th. Kitty game. It looks fun. I would like, that would be a fun game, Brenna, for us to play and stream.
Yeah, I would totally. I mean, it would just be me, like, dying over cats for the whole time.
Yeah. While you play it. Yeah. And then I'm just there for color commentation.
There you go.
They announced a new horror game from Striking Distance Studios called The Callisto Protocol. It gives me some Dead Space vibes.
I was going to say Dead Space just because of the weird, like, brain looking creatures that they got going here.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about it, but it's got my attention. It's got piqued my interest. Street Fighter VI has been announced. It's going to have some open world elements to it. It looked pretty good. It looked different.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 16, they say 2023. But we got to see a trailer for that, and that game's going to be...
I'm not a big Final Fantasy person, but I know that this is going to be good.
I'm not a big Final Fantasy person either, but I will probably play this.
It's been a while since they released something like this, so...
Been a long time. A long time. They are perfectionists.
Which is good. Take forever. I don't care. I want a good game.
Yes. And then today was the Apple World Developers Conference. So they announced a whole bunch of updates to Apple software, mostly. So iOS 16, macOS 13, watchOS 9, tvOS 16. And they announced some changes, I think, to MacBook Pro, but like iOS 16, lot of lovely updates coming. They're adding a bunch of lock screen customization.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so like things like, so you can now see like weather and other things like right on your lock screen.
Why has this not been there already?
Yes, pretty much this year is the year of updates of heavily requested features people have been asking for. Is basically what it comes down to.
It's ridiculous. Like a lot of the stuff that they're like, oh, this is our new feature. It's like, this should have been there like immediately.
You can customize the date and time on the lock screen now too. I'll have different options for that.
I mean, it's more Android-ish.
Yes. They're making, it's Apple, but they're adding the more customization that people have been wanting.
Which is all you have to do. And that's going to take everything out from under Android. Yeah.
You can now add widgets too to the front, the lock screen as well too.
Give me.
Yeah. So they'll have all sorts of new ways to display notifications or control music or other stuff. Messages, you can now edit messages and unsend messages. A dangerous tool.
No.
A dangerous tool.
Let the trifling begin.
But it will tell you if someone edited a message. It will say like delivered next, or it'll say like edited next to it. Like, yes. It will have like right below it. So people will know that you tampered, but the ability to tamper is still there. Same thing if you unsend a message, like, you know, when you send someone's location, it does that line across said shared location like that. It'll be like that. It'll say deleted a message or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously the first thing that comes to my mind is people just trifling.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
Take those screenshots now, more than ever. Important.
More than ever. Screenshot immediately.
Yes. Those messages.
The day that they have notifications for when you screenshot a message.
Oh, please, no.
Let's not ever do that.
No, that's too much power. I could never get away with anything ever again.
No, uh-uh.
Anytime you save a picture or something that was sent in text. Oh, God.
Nope.
They updated SharePlay, which is where, like, you know how, like, when we listen to we can listen to music together with our headphones, yeah, that we can share. So they're adding things like that, but for like TV shows as well too, and fitness.
Finally.
And, yeah. So better dictation updates, a lot of quality of life stuff. What else? They are doing a huge update to CarPlay, which affects your car.
Apple Pay as well.
Apple
adding
Pay
like
as well,
yep. Payments, you can make like planned payments through that.
Yep. Apple's adding in like a sports section of some of their apps, so you can now track sports and games or stores.
Super awesome.
Yeah, love it. Some photo updates as well, more privacy updates.
What is it?
So
making updates to family sharing, which is also kind of nice. I mean, ooh, obviously for parents.
They're adding some features to help people that are in like abusive relationships. So they're adding like things like a like sharing your passwords, locations, like with stuff, and ways to like hide it, and better like system privacy stuff to like protect your phone and to protect yourself. That's nice features.
I mean, that sucks that that's a thing that needs to be put on a global scale, but you know, that's a great feature.
It's just, I think it's just more privacy and more protection features that will help everybody, but it will specifically help people that do have to worry about like people like on their devices
or controlling them or finding out their locations constantly. Yeah.
More updates to smart home, CarPlay. Yeah, just some overall good updates. They're adding some better fitness stuff for the Apple Watch. Like, did you see they're adding like a zone tracker, like when it comes to like workouts with heart rates and everything?
Yeah.
That's super nice.
That's really awesome, actually. So,
I need your Whoop 3. I want to.
We're ready to do the Whoop.
We're ready to do it. We're going to take the leap. They're going to add a actual fitness app so you can actually like use Apple Fitness and everything, but you don't need to have an iPhone. It will work with other devices and other
too
things.
Long. That's taken too. Oh, I got to text one of my coworkers. Their client needed it, but had an Android. So,
yeah. So they're adding a bigger fitness app. They're adding more types of workouts as well. To the apps, you can now do like so like you can do the type like with that zone thing. You could do zones like heart rate zones, pace, or like intervals for workouts. So they'll have like they'll have custom workouts now.
Yeah, it's so gonna be like, super cool.
You can program like, you know, workout times and recovery periods. Like, that's gonna be great. All much, much, much needed features. The Apple Watch can now monitor like medication information. Yeah. Like, you can scan your medications into the health app and it can like advise you on certain things, like if drugs have interactions that can negatively impact you.
Yeah, and obviously it'll like track that data. And so if you go to the doctors and it's like, oh, your heart rate is kind of changing due to whatever medication being added.
They got a new silicone chip, the M2 chip. So it's even faster than the M1. Just really, they're in all honesty, like the silicone chips are really quite advanced.
Yeah.
Like in all honesty, people trash talk Apple a lot, but they are very innovative. Like, silicone chips like this is where PC is headed. It's just, you know, they aren't on the train yet. It isn't as beneficial yet.
Yeah.
But we're only a matter of years away before that's a thing.
Which is good. I mean, less metals.
Yeah. Newer, thinner, faster, you know, MacBook Pro. You know, they do that every year.
Yeah.
They have a USB, like the wall outlet for the phone stuff that now has multiple ports on it.
What a thought. You have more than one Apple device. Sweet mother of Jesus.
I love Apple, but yeah, sometimes some of this stuff is like, wow, like it's taken us this long to get here.
Slow clap.
Their new Mac OS name is Ventura. That's the name for the year. They always pick something related to like California usually.
But Ventura? So like, no shame to Ventura, but really?
Well, Ventura traces back to something else more likely.
Yeah, it is more Apple. Yeah.
They did Poppy. They did Catalina. Like, they do all sorts of things. Mojave was one, I think, too. So. All sorts of goodies coming. But I think that's about it.
Yeah. So
iPad updates as well.
Yeah. Just updating most hardware, a lot of software updates that just allow you to customize and make life easier.
Side note, their campus, their building is like gorgeous. The Circle UFO.
So cool.
Gorgeous. Apple's just a cult. They just live out there. They're a cult of computer makers.
Yes. I'm sure it's very interesting to be like a fly on the wall in that place.
Yes, just people that just live, breathe, and die Apple.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the company takes care of you when you're in a good enough position.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Literally the most valuable company in the world. Like, yeah. Trillions of dollars.
Although I feel like it's kind of one of those things, like, once you're in it, you can't leave because then they'll, like, kill you for knowing too much.
Right. But that'll do it for this week, guys. We will be back again real soon with a whole lot more for you. So, good luck. Have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose woos.